Yeah.
Well, I'm down in the dumps. I'm hating life.
Why?
Oh, I'm big time hating life.
What's the matter?
My roommates just left me. I'm in the Navy. My roommates just took off.
Oh, yeah?
Went back to Tennessee. And he just left this morning.
Were you lovers?
I'm hating life.
Were you lovers?
Well, we were sort of lovers.
My God.
Oh, well, not big time, but just...
I mean, you and he messed around a little bit.
Yeah, I miss him already.
Hey, buddy, how old are you?
Oh, man, I'm hating life.
Wait a minute, how old are you?
I'm 24.
And you're gay already?
No, not already. I've been gay for a long time. No, I'm just kidding.
You're bisexual anyway.
Nah.
Well, you said you were lovers with this guy.
Well, I miss him. Just put it that way.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you pass when the military did that AIDS screening thing? You didn't test positive for that HTLV?
I passed that thing. Passed that thing.
I bet you were holding your breath, weren't you?
Yeah, you big time.
God, stop that. You better knock that off before you get it, buddy. You laugh. I can't believe anybody could be promiscuous, especially gay promiscuous in this day and age. Get a copy of the Washington Post and read that thing today, buddy.
I read that thing.
And you laugh. You're going to be toe-tagged down at the morgue. See if you're laughing then.
That's right.
All right, good luck. Maggots, I don't believe that guy. Laughing about it. And he's in a high-risk group. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. That's the reason these guys are dropping like flies. That guy's gone. A couple of days later, he'll probably have some new... questionable person. Oh, God, it's just unbelievable. Unbelievable. I had somebody call me up. Somebody I used to work with. He knew I was. He was embarrassed to go to a regular doctor. He knew of my background at Harvard Med. He said, "Grace, I think I have AIDS. Is there anything I can do? Is there anything?" I said, "Yes, yes, there is." He said, "Thank God, I knew I could count on you." I said, "I want you to get a big old bucket and take two packs, full packs of X-Lax. Put it in there. Get a big old the large size of Tabasco sauce. Put it in there." Get three jalapenos, chop them up real fine, put it in there, and mix it all together, and drink that mixture every 4 hours. Call me back in 2 days. So sure enough, 2 days later, that guy calls me back. He goes, I'm dying. I said, "Yeah, but now you know what your pukas is for, don't you?"
The man needs a check up from the neck up.
Hey, hey.
He is K-R-A-Z-I, crazy. The Grease Man on DC 101.
Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked away across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey honey, take a walk on the wild side." On the island, in the back room, she was everybody's darling. But she never lost a head, even when she was given head. She says, "Hey babe, take a walk on the wild side." Said, "Hey."
One had some new Daltrey in it.
Yeah, that's Daltrey. That's Roger Daltrey.
DC 101, the Greaseman here. Before that, Lou Reed. And take a walk on the wild side. Boy, when that record came out, remember? You don't remember, but I remember. And what was it about? Let me see, that record we were playing at in 72. And all those people he mentioned in that record are probably history. Probably Toe Tag. Probably Slabville, you know? And yet people don't seem to show any concern.
I don't care.
Well, you better start caring because you're going to be joining Sugar Plum Fairy Wednesday today. Yeah, my day. You're not feeling your best when you're immunosuppressed, so watch your step. You won't be a Roma with Kaposi's sarcoma, so watch your step. HTLV won't have you shouting with glee. You'll never be Gabby when you're ensconced on a slabby, so watch your step. 6 minutes before 7 o'clock, the Grease Man at DC 101. Week. If you get